Civil rights lawyer Lynn Stewart will be sentenced today in New York on charges of aiding terrorists. Stewart was convicted in 2005 of allowing her imprisoned client, blind Sheikh Omar Abdelrahman, to communicate with his followers by giving a news release to Reuters. Defense attorneys say Stewart made a mistake, but is in no way a terrorist and should not go to prison. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Lynn Stewart is feeling some stress.
My husband said, "I've lost my sense of humor." I don't think I've lost it completely, but I will say it's certainly trying times. It's certainly worrisome times.
Her lawyer and the government's lawyers have submitted pre-sentencing documents, hundreds of pages. In Lynn Stewart's defense have been more than 400 letters from impoverished clients she has defended, from her children, two of them lawyers, from former judges, even a former U.S. attorney. They argue that Stewart, a 67-year-old grandmother of 13 who has breast cancer, has already suffered the greatest loss. Her felony conviction prevents her from ever practicing law again. The government is asking that Stewart be sentenced to 30 years for, quote, blatantly and repeatedly violating prison regulations that were designed to prevent terrorists from communicating with their followers or with the media. Andrew McCarthy, now a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, was the lead prosecutor in the trial of the blind sheikh. Lynn Stewart was the lead defense attorney. Rahman was convicted in a 1993 plot to blow up New York City landmarks. McCarthy says during the trial he respected Stewart, trusted her word, and yet he believes her sentence should be severe.
I don't really think that we can mince words or actions when we're dealing with somebody who's been convicted of a terrorism offense. I think that has to be treated as serious as anything we have in the criminal law.
In a letter to the judge, John Codal, Stewart has expressed her regrets. Her goal was to improve the prison conditions of her client, she says, but she was naive not to realize that what might have been considered legitimate before 9/11 would now be interpreted as criminal. At the time, I didn't see this, she wrote. I see and understand it now. She says she should have fought the constitutionality of the prison regulations in court. She now says she wants Judge Codal to see
my flaws, my weaknesses, my tendency to let my heart run ahead of my head.
And most of all, she wants to set the record straight, to dispel the notion that
if you're a left-winger, as I am, and maybe a radical left-winger, as I'm always called, that somehow feeds into an Islamic kind of an agenda. The two couldn't be further apart. We're inclusive people. They're exclusive people. They want a theocracy.
Stewart is hoping that the judge will see the government's request for 30 years as draconian. Since the Supreme Court struck down the mandatory federal sentencing guidelines 2 years ago, Judge Codal has some leeway. Many defenders of Lynn Stewart believe a harsh sentence will have a chilling effect on the willingness of lawyers to defend unpopular clients. But former prosecutor Andrew McCarthy says he believes lawyers like cops can dance too close to the fire.
She lost where the lines were and she went over them. You know, she failed to police herself.
Stewart's defenders say defying a prison regulation and giving a message to a reporter is certainly not worth 30 years. As for Stewart herself, she worries that if she goes to prison, she will be treated as a terrorist and even be subject to the same regulations as the sheikh, unable to communicate to children, grandchildren, and family. The sentencing takes place in federal court today. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.